Staying in the tropics, in the Red Centre for the moment, here's this week's almost PhD, someone who's about to do a master's degree, Jason McConnell-Leach from the University of Sydney.
What if I told you that 175 kilometres west of Alice Springs lies the remnants of a 140 million-year-old meteorite crater? The meteorite impacted while dinosaurs were still strolling around. The impact generated such intense heat and pressure that silica in the underlying strata liquefied instantaneously to form quartz shatter cones. These rocks are formed almost nowhere else on Earth. Or what if I told you that Uluru, one of Australia's most treasured natural landmarks, was just the tip of a structure that extends almost 6 kilometres below the surface of the Earth? Or would you believe me if I told you that in the middle of one of the most arid regions on Earth, there are fossils of stromatolites, one of the earliest forms of aquatic life, lying at the surface in between piles of kangaroo poo? These are just a few of the natural features of one of the most exciting geological areas on the Australian plate, Central Australia. When many people hear of Central Australia, they tend to think of vast, featureless deserts that extend for many kilometres on end in all directions, with every square kilometre looking just the same as the last one. But this is not at all the case. While there are indeed small areas of open sandy desert, most of Central Australia is an area of incredibly diverse topography, with huge long mountain ranges, vast valleys, creeks, river systems, and in certain areas, coverage of dense vegetation. The incredibly diverse landscape, which exists in Central Australia today, was formed as a result of what is essentially a big recurring cycle of events, which involves the deposition of tiny rock fragments into enormous sedimentary basins, followed by the tectonic plate movement, which exerts compressional forces, squeezing these basins so hard that mountains form, and then the partial erosion of these mountains, which in turn creates new tiny rock fragments, which fall into basins. Every time this cycle passes through, you are left with new structures, mountains, and valleys being added to the pre-existing landscape. Throw in a few sporadically occurring magmatic events where hot molten lava has seeped up into the crustal surface, a meteorite or two, and you are left with a real treasure trove of geological features. Uluru itself is one of the many products of this process. About 500 million years ago, tiny rock fragments in a flat sheet were fused together during a time when a shallow sea covered Central Australia. About 300 to 400 million years ago, the shallow sea began to recede, and at the same time, compressional forces squeezed the flat sheet of fused fragments so hard it turned onto its side. Other rock types surrounding the structure were not so well fused. These eroded away pretty quickly, leaving behind the big dome of Uluru that we see today. As a geologist, you're required to interpret a landscape quite like a detective would a crime scene. What we see are the remnants of what is often a series of violent events. It's your job to look at these remnants and, by applying established geological principles, piece together the most probable process that led to their formation. Perhaps what makes the geological setting in Central Australia so unique is that it has been preserved for such a long time. In many other places on the Earth, vast areas of the crust tend to get sucked down subduction zones pretty quickly, while brand new crust is spat out at the other end. Central Australia sits right in the middle of the Indo-Australian tectonic plate, which has allowed the surface to be preserved for a very long time. Some of the oldest rocks in the world, well over 2,000 million years old, can be found in Central Australia, exposed at the surface. This is something that will amaze you from the very moment that you fly into Alice Springs Airport. The study of geology reveals the history of our incredible continent and its place in an ever-changing world.
Jason McConnell-Leach from the University of Sydney, where he's combining German poetry with the prospect of doing environmental law. There's broad talent for you. And while at Uluru, that's where Off Track goes this week on RN.
In terms of climbing it, you're okay with it?
No, I'm petrified. I'm absolutely petrified. But
in terms of the respect stuff,
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I don't want to be disrespectful at all, but it is there and they have made it a facility to climb, and therefore hopefully they will get a bit of money for their own culture moving forward. So I mixed views, I'll be honest, mixed views, but it's there.
But right now we're two steps away from
it. And I will be climbing it once, yeah.
And you're going to do it.
Yeah.
This is it. You're two steps away from the rock. You've made it all the way here.
I know.
Is anything going to stop you from taking those two steps onto that rock right now? Anything I could say that could stop you?
No, I don't think so.
Nothing's going to stop you?
No. Not on that route, no.
Okay.
No.
Good luck with it. Good luck with it, okay?
Thank you so much.
Okay.
Off Track goes to Uluru on RN this week. Join Anne Jones at 10:30 a.m. on Saturday or 6:30 a.m. on Sunday for Off Track.